This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Nearly a year after the state Supreme Court's Hearst ruling, making it prohibitively expensive to drill wells on rural land, the Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark is asking, where do we go from here? More than a month after a third legislative session ends without an answer to Hearst.
When it ended on July 20th, the challenge was, will they wait until after the special election in November, or will they actually meet and try and get a resolution to both the capital budget and Hearst beforehand?
Clark says there are still a few things that could happen.
There are a couple possibilities. As we've gotten about a month out since the session ended, it's looking more and more like it's going to be after the November election, because the 45th District Senate race has the potential of changing majority in the Senate. And so that may change some of the pull they have over the Hearst decision. But then when it comes to the capital budget, they also have to have 60% vote to pass the bond. So there is still some leverage back and forth.
Clark has heard that talks are ongoing.
There was some statements by Senator Warnick that says they're still meeting, but there's not really anything new to report.
Clark says, bottom line, the Hearst decision is far more than just a water issue, as many urban folks seem to believe. We'll find out tomorrow what still needs to be done and what the likelihood is that a compromise can be reached.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.